No weather frog yet. I hope he's going to hear us now, because we need a weather forecast now. Do we really need it? Well. There he is.
Hello?
Yes, you can
okay,
start.
Okay, there we are. The weather forecast for today and the temperature is about 17 Fahrenheit. You have to prepare you for some rain. It could be better in evening hours. Tonight it's also set at about 57 degrees Fahrenheit.
Can you try to repeat that? I don't think everyone got that. No, he can't. Well, I guess everyone can see what the weather is like outside, so now there's the news. Space Station 5, the news! Hello everyone. Anyone who's got, who's still got some stuff of his own in the radio tent, please come and fetch it, because this is getting more and more chaotic, and we don't want to have anything get lost. So, if you have still some property in our tent, please come and get it. And if you have some property from our tent, please bring it back.
You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, boy, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Thank you. This is Space Station 5, the channel with a sympathetic English accent.
Biscuits. 발달소에서 과학을 없잖아.
the sword of his land, the rebels in China, the Sikhs in the tent. And there's much more we can say, there's much more we can do, and there's much more we can learn.
funky beat, funky beat, beat, rock the funky beat.
Eat the cold and eat no heaven's gate. We'll be right back.
is Ingo, and one of the last interviews today, because also the radio crew is leaving now. But first of all, Alden.
Albert Hasenberg.
Albert, sorry. You are one of the main organizers of the Hell event.
Yes, I am the Chief Network Operations.
So, what was your point of view of this event? Did you get enough visitors? Was it as you expected it to be, or greater?
We got more visitors than expected, but not so many. We couldn't cope with it. It was perfect. 3,000 was the perfect number.
So you are just out fine.
We're doing great.
Yeah. Okay. So what was the last day for you? I think it's very stressful for you to hold this up and running here. How do you manage the last days?
By not sleeping so much.
Okay.
But basically, the first few days, Sunday until Wednesday, until midnight, it was really stressful. Thursday was finishing up things. Friday was a really cool day. Everything was alright. Saturday was also well relaxed. And this is Sunday, the last day. The network will fall apart within a few hours because people will move and want to have their equipment with them when they go home. And Monday will be really stressy again, because then we have to make sure that nothing disappears. Everything, because, well, nothing disappears because the equipment is very expensive we have. So we will have to do some really good logistics and planning on tonight and tomorrow to make sure nothing disappears.
I think you are also looking for volunteers for this shutdown, that's correct?
That's correct. We need as many people as possible who are volunteer to stay here the whole Monday to help us shut down this event, because we only have 1.5 day, actually Monday and a little bit of Tuesday. And if you can stay, that would be really, really, really appreciated. We can really use your help. It would be perfect if people could stay. We will have free food tomorrow evening, and well, it's also, it's basically, it will be also great fun, because you will be in a big team talking about how it was, and it will be just perfect.
There were some questions about the t-shirts. There weren't enough. Will there be more to order some of those?
I don't know anything about the t-shirts, because that's not within my reach of influence, but I don't think there will be any more t-shirts.
Oh, that's sad. Maybe we could later ask someone of the t-shirt crew then.
It's, so it's always possible to for us it will be always possible to reprint them, because we have the originals and stuff like that. I think it's a matter of how many people actually want it. So I think if the organization can do something like a poll and reserve and make a website or an ordering tool, that might force us to reprint stuff. But I cannot answer this question. Indeed, better ask somebody like Gerrit Hiddink, who is the main organizer.
So another thing in my mind, how long did this at all take you to prepare this event? Since when are you planning this, and how well things developing?
Well, the FHQ people, the network people that did HIP in 1997, the one before Hull, decided they want to do it again, always talking about it for 4 years, and in 1999 we claimed the domain already, and actually in February 2001 we had a little of a pre-meeting with 20 people talking about this, and then they asked me if I could be their leader and organize everything. So for the network crew since February 2-3 of this year, and it was a job of almost 40 hours a week.
Okay, so do you already plan next event like this, maybe in 2 years or so?
I think it will be the German CCC we're waiting for, I think, to do the next one. We desperately want another camp, of course, in Berlin or whatever. But I don't think we will do another one for 4 years. I think there will be a next one in 2005, because this kind of thing makes people wonder why, and it will happen again, I think, but you never know for sure. But there are enough people who like these things, and I think in 2005 we will have another one.
So then we are looking forward to it, and
I will be looking forward to doing completely nothing at that event.
So you, after the last shut up day on Monday, you will go to sleep for the next 3 years.
I plan to go to sleep for 3 days and then come back and start doing my normal job, my day job again, and we will see what happens in 2 years from now, if there's a new camp, and that will probably make people so positive that in Holland in 4 years there will be another one.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And have a not too stressy days in the next few days.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
little bit switching off the radio, so soon we will go offline. So beware. It's 18 o'clock and in the main tent there will be the ending ceremony just starting, and with this ceremony, with this part of the camp, the radio will switch off soon. We'll send as long as we have our MP3 player up, so don't be surprised if you soon will not hear any sounds of your radio anymore. hello. So this is very difficult for us all, because this is maybe our last transmission on this frequency. So the radio crew is here. So I think Jens, you organized the frequency.
Yeah, I learned something about Dutch bureaucracy before I had to organize this frequency. I had the stereotype that because soft drugs are legal in the Netherlands, everything is smooth and mellow, but I think bureaucrats are the same everywhere. Yeah, and for the last months before this, we had a lot of fun with people who tried to convert one legal system, the Dutch legal system, to a German legal system, and sending documents around in broken English, our official language here on Space Station 5. Yeah, and it was simply amazing what happened. I could not possibly have imagined such a success with all the support from the people from the ASCII tent. It was really, really amazing, and I think we really should thank the organizers, Aldert, who gave a lot of support before this, and everyone from the CCC who spent all their time on the tent, not listening to any workshops, just doing radio in our small little world here.
So the ASCII crew, Lisette, I think you are the guest now.
Well, yeah, perfect. No, not the star.
You organize
just a medium.
You organized the stream to the Amsterdam relay.
Yes. So well, it's not me. It's the ASCII crew who did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this stream could be broadcasted, rebroadcasted again on Amsterdam Pirate Radio Station, but also on the local TV over there. And this radio could be used as a sound underneath, for the TV program. So it was very good networking that way. It's sometimes a bit hard to explain what we were doing.
Yeah.
But we were, you could be heard all over the world. So that's nice, because I only heard today that this transmitter was only 12 watts. So campsite radio. But I also want to thank all the people who arranged this to be here, and the people who watch this stuff, of course, that no freaks come here and hack everything. And also all the volunteers of HAL 2001, all the people who put up the toilet paper in the toilets
sometimes.
Yeah, people laugh at that, but if you don't have toilet paper when you have to shit, it's terrible. So also applaud to them, and to all of you, thank you very much.
Yeah, and also Tina, she's already away, gone to Berlin, but she did a great job in organizing all this beforehand since Monday. And a very special thanks to Ingo, who really did run the program most of the time. And it was, I think we all cannot thank you enough. And also thank you very much to you.
Thank you. Yeah, applause, everybody.
So, what shall we do? Shall we have a countdown, or do we have any special music for switching off the transmitter?
Do we have some special music prepared? Packet is our man on the MP3 station. Packet, what music were we playing in the last days?
Happy sunshine.
Well, just looking what we have got here right now, but there seems nothing that would fit in now.
So, well, let's just do a countdown. And
So fast.
It's so hard. The song from Europe.
No.
No.
I think. All the languages we have at the same time.
Well, we can say thank you in all the languages we have here.
Yeah.
So ich möchte mich bedanken bei den Organisatoren, und das war wirklich irgendwie richtig, richtig toll.
Ik wil iedereen van de organisatie en de vrijwilligers bedanken dat ze deze fantastische festival hebben kunnen organiseren. En ook de mensen van de radio dat ze dit hebben gerealiseerd. Het is geen kattenpis om zo'n fantastisch event te organiseren. Hartstikke bedankt.
In Engels? Ja, thank you again. And, well,
in Korean, actually.
Okay. The event ga zongwal chemisatseo. 그리고 너무 아주 감사합니다. 너무 재밌었어요. 정말 well I'm forgetting my Korean at the moment.
Chinese, come on.
Just say thank you in Chinese.
谢谢.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do the countdown then?
Yeah, okay. Someone has to switch off the dial, Axel.
Oh no, he's putting the...
I'm starting to cry.
When do we start? Do we have to count the countdown?
Come
countdown?
On, get the finger on the dial so we can switch it off at zero.
Okay.
Should we just do it another?
No. There has to be an end.
Yeah, I think before we shut down the transmitter, everyone who is still here should say something.
No. Just shut it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we start counting with 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Bye bye.
We got one.
Bye bye.